if you have scrolled through the contents in the grades 1 to 4 special subjects conference, you might feel a bit overwhelmed. And if you look at the times that are apportioned to various lectures and videos and so on, if you add that up, you'll see that over 14 days, if you were working for 6 or 7, maybe 8 hours a day, including times that you wanted to go back and listen to something again, maybe at that rate you'd get through all of it. Remember that all that you're looking at are excerpts from the conferences that your colleagues, class teachers, are taking. So even if you stop there, if you just looked at it, or if you just read the contents, you already are getting a very good feeling for what is going on in main lessons throughout the school while you're perhaps in your office preparing for your first class at 11 in the morning, or maybe at home getting ready for it. You know, this already, just looking at those icons and just reading the contents below, you get a feeling for the world that you are in. And you get a feeling for the fact that, at least for many of you, especially those of you who are fairly new to your school, it's a world from which, in certain ways, you are excluded. You know, even though everything you do rests on that foundation, even though that these are the pillars, it's like, you know, you never go into the basement of your house, or you never go into looking at its foundation, and maybe it's crumbling here and there, and you have no idea there even is a foundation. So that alone is important. I hope that you feel a little bit overwhelmed. I hope that you feel, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is crazy. So that's step one. Good. Number two, no, it's not meant that you are to take everything, you know, that you're not going to get, that you have to pay the money back to the school if you don't do every single thing that's here. Rather, this is created with the understanding that as a special subject teacher, you know what you want to know more about, what you need to learn more about, that will relate to your particular subject. So let's say you're the Spanish teacher, you'll probably be very interested in what's going on in language arts in the grades 1 through 4. You might be very interested in the story content that's there, because perhaps you can adapt some of those myths, those fables, those fairy tales into Spanish, or maybe there already are those same stories in Spanish, and that will help you. If you're the handwork teacher, you're perhaps going to be more interested in the purely artistic activities in which the children are engaged and so on. So this is not to say everybody should be watching, listening to the same things in this conference. Rather, imagine that you're at a conference where perhaps in the morning everyone hears the same keynote lectures, but through the day there are breakout groups and people go more to areas of interest. It's not to say that they didn't experience that conference. Rather, it's that part of it was for everyone, part of it was for more specialized interests. And that's what this is about. So let me just go through the 4 years that are here and suggest to you what part of them I'd say are really the keynote that I think everyone, even if you're a very experienced special subject teacher, you still might benefit by partaking of this, because often I'm taking things that are almost sententious, cliched, you know, and trying to look at them in a very fresh and new way. No matter how many years you've been in Waldorf, you'll hear things here, see things here that are going to be brand new to you. So grade one, I would say there, try to do the whole hog, because that's the foundation of the foundation. That's where it all begins, and that, in a way, is where we get the clearest, most least confusing picture of the human being as the first grader brings that. So definitely the first grader segment in which we look at the fourfold human being and storytelling, because the storytelling aspect is something that no matter what subject you teach, you're going to be involved in weaving narratives. Even when you talk to parents about your subject, it's going to be narrative in nature, and this can be very helpful. And then you might want to look at the quality of the work that the children are doing in the slideshows and videos. The second grade, grade two, once again, look at the child development side. That is the spine. That's the center of what these special subject conferences are all about, that you start to get a deeper insight into child development. That, for Steiner, was 99% of the class teacher's work. He said, if you really understand the developing child, you will figure out the curriculum for yourself. You'd be able to create the Waldorf curriculum out of that understanding. Now, we're not there yet for the most part, but at least understanding the development will help you, especially if you're new. Let's say you're a world language teacher and you've only worked with high school kids up till now, or maybe even you come from the university world. How do you teach this language to children? It's not just a matter of singing songs and telling cute stories. It's also understanding where they are developmentally. So definitely look at the second grader segment. And then I would also urge you to look at the saints part and listen to some of those lectures. Why these are so important, essential for the child, why they are not being taught, why they are disappearing. If you teach in a Waldorf-inspired charter school, you may never hear the word saints unless somebody's talking about the New Orleans football team or something like that. Then you can talk about it as much as you want. So definitely listen to those. And I would say this is the one time in this conference where you have available to you the teacher's path. In every conference, I talk about the inner life of the teacher and the suggestions that Steiner gave and that I try to bring as well for the meditative life of the teacher and how important it is for every teacher to at least be aware that this is sort of the unwritten part of the job description of a Waldorf teacher. Maybe your school hasn't told you about anthroposophy. Well, believe me, this conference is going to give you all that you want to know, maybe for the rest of your life about it. It figures very strongly in everything that's brought here. And that's another reason that I think this is so essential, because schools are not doing the kind of study that they used to do. And even if there is a faculty study of Steiner's work, you may not be paid to go to that meeting, and you're not going. So this will give you some of the important background, if you look at that, a teacher's path. Grade three, definitely the nine-year-old. The nine-year change is something you'll often hear discussed in faculty meetings, or parents may bring it up. Most people are clueless about what it means. It's a total cliche. It's just an empty phrase. Oh, yeah, they're going through the nine-year change. Oh, the nine-year change really hit him hard. Oh, my God, my class is like so 9-year change to the max. What are they talking about? Here, you'll get an understanding about what that is. And I'd say, look at some of the Bible stories. You don't have to go through it all. It's quite a bit. And remember, you're just getting the tip of the tip of the iceberg. The class teachers get about 10 hours on the Bible stories alone in the grade 3 conference. And they're farming and fibers, slideshows and videos, language arts. Really, it's up to you. You know, if you're a handwork teacher, you'll probably want to go right to the farming and fibers. If you're the woodworking teacher, even if you don't teach third grade, house building may be important. That's kind of woven into that a little bit. And here is the one time in this conference that excerpts from the Rudolf Steiner course are offered. Every one of the class teacher conferences, I offer a chance to go more deeply into the work, life and work of Rudolf Steiner by giving excerpts from a very extensive course that is available online. So you might want to have a look at that. Grade 4, look at the fourth grader. Norse myths is interesting. Zoology is very, very important because this is the first natural science class. So right at the end of the first half of the grade school, we have the introduction to science. Why do we wait so long? What is going on there? Is there a way that you can relate then to zoology in whatever class you happen to be teaching? And I'd also say, especially if you're interested in the more artistic side of the curriculum, look at form drawing at the student work. And also you have here very, very helpful, very interesting teacher's guides in which I guide you step by step into braided form drawing. And if you've never done this, if you see form drawings on the wall and wonder what that's about, and maybe that's something, again, you can bring into your own work as a specialty teacher. Handwork, fourth grade, of course, as they do cross-stitch, they're really extending their work of form drawing. Unfortunately, tragically, really, in many, many schools, form drawing is being taught completely incorrectly, or teachers hardly teach it at all, and when they do, again, it's not really what the children need. So this is good for you to know what form drawing really looks like, what it's really about. And so I think that that will be very helpful to you as well. So that's a way of getting through all of this in 2 weeks, and certainly, you know, you may here and there want to listen to something, just one lecture out of a dozen that's available on one or another subject. But please don't feel, oh my God, I can't do this in 2 weeks. I want to have a life. I want to have a summer. Of course, the important thing is to look at those first segments, the child development. If that's all you did, it would well be worth the price of this conference. And then to look at, you know, some of the other things that the students are doing, and to realize if you had before you the full grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, and grade 4 conference, we are talking about 150 hours or more. I don't know. I've even kind of lost count of how many hours there are. It's a lot. It's really a lot. So you're just getting a little bit of it. And even that is a whole lot. You can see how rich Waldorf education is, how much is there. And, you know, just as science says, we only use 20% of our capacity, of the capacity of the brain, I'd say probably most teachers are only teaching about 10 to 20% of what the Waldorf curriculum really offers. So here's a look at what it really is, what Rudolf Steiner really meant it to be, and I hope that you find this helpful. Enjoy the conference, and very best wishes in what I hope is your long career at your school.